I grew up with a deep trauma and found out many of the things that I wrestled with in life, I was told made me a horrible person, were very natural outgrowths of the religious and relational trauma I suffered. I was told I was supposed to hate all those things about myself, call them demons or all these other things. And now I realize that these parts aren't evil. They're not demons. They saved my life. I was told basically life will be crap. Everything you do is wrong and bad. And because a guy was executed 2,000 years ago, I'll go to a world where it will all be good one day. And so because of that, as I would go to bed for the evening and my parents would have me pray that god-awful prayer of, if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I would think internally, I wish I would die in my sleep so that I could go to that perfect place and not have to live in the hell of the childhood household I was growing up in. Now, after years of work of trying to figure out why I always felt out of place and like I didn't fit in the world, I've seen that the religion I grew up with was really a lie. It stole my identity and stole the ability of human beings to be anything more than somebody valued because they belong to a religious sect. It's a soul-stealing, identity-crushing belief system. A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder, which is formerly known as multiple personality disorder. It's parts, like all of us have these different parts that are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our emotional and spiritual and mental intellectual systems are so incredible. They protect us in these amazing ways. But because of the trauma that was very much caused by the religious upbringing I had at the root of it and the religious rules that had my parents captive, I grew up with a deep trauma that caused these parts to really separate, and found out many of the things that I wrestled with in life that I was told made me a horrible person were very natural outgrowths of the religious and relational trauma I suffered as a child. And I was told I was supposed to hate all those things about myself, call them demons or all these other things. And now I realize that these parts aren't evil. They're not demons. They saved my life. And the part that I showed most to the world, the, you know, cis hetero all-American boy Paul part of me, was a protector that was trying to step up and save us by being what the world we lived in demanded we be. And that's what Christianity does. It demands you live in a homogeneous world where you conform to what you're told to be. But Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the age, to the era in which you're born, but be transformed. Or actually, the word is translated transfigured. The only other time it's used in the Bible, be transfigured by the renewing of your mind so that you can know what is good and right. And what that tells me is, don't wait for you to be made perfect in the sweet by and by. But Jesus said his purpose for his teachings were to bring life to the full here on this dirt. I can't remember where it's at in the Hebrew scripture. It says, I would have despaired had I not known I would see the goodness of heaven in the land of the living. So all of the things that Christians use to say, you're wearing earrings, you're wearing a hat, you're, you know, are things that I'm doing now to express who I am on the inside, and even more so to say, who told you what were feminine and masculine? And how were they able to put that bondage on you? Earrings were invented by men for men. High heels were invented by men for men. The color pink was invented by men for men. So who is it that was able to tell you that these are feminine things? Who gets to tell you, don't run like a girl, don't throw like a girl, don't cry like a girl, so that you stuff your emotions until you just can't take it anymore? I like to say I am fearfully and wonderfully weird, and I'm embracing who I am as a human being. And I want to voice that out under unbelievable, horrible things said from loving Christians, so that hopefully other people out there can hear. Be weird. The word I probably would rather use is unique. Be yourself. What if we all told each other, we're all weird. Be weird. Don't let anybody impose a bondage of societal norms on you. Be yourself. And do it in this life. Because I believe what you don't deal with in this life, you'll take beyond whatever happens here, and you'll have to keep working on it. So why not now? Don't give yourself the out of like, I'm just going to wait until I die and then it'll all be good. I am fearfully and wonderfully weird. Why don't you come and be weird too? And we can just love each other just as I am in this life today. Love you all.